Early Morning, written by Midnight Lover 01 and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Hex. Relationship, Ava Daniels / Deborah Vance. Rating, mature. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Ava wakes up early to watch Deborah sleep. It's early, 5:43 a.m., and Ava is already awake. Take that, Kelly Ripa. She barely smiles at the thought. Before Deborah, she hated waking up this early. She can't remember a single time in her life where she willingly woke up before noon, but here she is. This isn't a daily occurrence, though. Only when she's really, really lucky. This is one of her all-time favorite mornings so far. Waking up beside Deborah is one of Ava's personal little treasures lately. Right now, in her list, it only loses to the way Deborah laughs when she says a nice joke and the way she quietly moans when something feels really good. Ava smiles, thinking of the way the other woman laughs so openly and how it matches her personality beautifully. Opening her eyes to this beautiful room in the morning doesn't happen as often as she would like, so she takes whatever is offered without much of a fuss. Usually, when she wakes up with Deb, her head is killing her, and the night before is a blur. They drink, get really horny, and then they fuck. Simple. Ava touches her own forehead, looks up, and smiles a real smile. No headache, not even a little bit, which is weird, since they had a lot to drink. Also, she remembers the night before. The details. Everything. Fuck. She turns to her left, to the view that makes it worthy to wake up before 6 a.m. with an actual smile on her face. Deborah, without a trace of makeup on her face, sleeping soundly. How is it possible that even the way she breathes makes Ava's heart flutter lately? A few rays of sunlight stream in through the window, as they were too busy the night before to close the curtains. Ava is absolutely sure she's never seen anyone prettier than Deborah now, in this light. The pale, natural eyelashes, bare of mascara. The way she unconsciously pouts when she falls asleep. The wrinkles on her face. It's perfect, and even prettier than the dream she had months ago. Usually, after watching the old woman a little, she'd close the curtains and turn off the alarm on the nightstand's clock to make sure Deb would sleep in, then go to a room and get ready for the day, pretending nothing happened until the next time. Deborah never acknowledged whatever they have. Once Ava tried to talk about it, and Deborah simply gave her a quick, pointed look, then opened her notebook and got to work. Ava got the message loud and clear. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want more, because she does. Badly.
"You're supposed to be asleep or out of here before I wake up," Deborah says with her eyes still closed.
Her voice is barely a whisper, rough with sleep. Ava just smiles. "Thought I'd try something different this morning."
"Thinking is not one of your best features, dear."
The blonde beauty is kinda expecting a cutting remark back. They're very good at this back-and-forth game. After waiting for a few seconds for a remark that never comes, her eyelids open to a mesmerized Ava.
"What?"
"You look beautiful."
"Oh, for God's sake," comes the annoyed reply.
"Why can't you take a simple compliment from me, Deborah?" Ava inquires quietly. "I do think you look beautiful. Every day. Not just right now, but right now it's just... you."
"I must be dazzling without makeup, messy hair and all."
Ava rolls her eyes.
"I thought you looked pretty even when you had your face swollen from plastic surgery. Give me some credit, lady." "Oh, do you want me to apologize now?"
Deborah half mocks her.
"Well, no. Maybe. Only if you want to," Ava says, trying to keep herself from smiling. "You're ridiculous."
"Yep, and a little shit too. But that's not new anymore. You're used to me by now."
Deborah doesn't acknowledge what Ava says. She just stares at the ceiling, trying not to think. She feels the girl's eyes on her, looking for something. She takes a deep breath. "Why are you still here, Ava? What do you want from me?"
"I don't want anything. From you, I mean."
"Then what?"
"You really do look nice."
"And you truly mean it." Deborah sounds almost surprised. She licks her lips. That's unexpected, the way Ava looks at her right now. Fuck. Please don't do this, Ava. I'm too... What? Too old for me? I don't care. Deborah blushes just a little, because that's exactly what she was going to say. Ava moves closer, aligning her body with the one next to hers. You are older. You've experienced a lot of things that I haven't, but I couldn't care less, Dee. Deborah rolls her eyes at the nickname. For real, Ava, you know I don't do what you want me to. I can't. Can you tell me what do you think I want you to do? Because right now, I haven't said anything yet and you're already freaking out. Deborah stares at her. If looks could kill, Ava would be cold dead now. I don't do love, Ava. I do casual, but not love. And let's be real, even if you feel something for me and I feel the same for you, there's no future. You won't be happy with me, dear. Deborah cups Ava's face with one of her hands. Her eyes are painfully sad, making her a little more vulnerable than she'd like to be. Oh, I see. So you do feel something, but I'm being punished because you dated assholes your whole life? Also, I'm being punished because the year I was born is wrong for your math? Interesting. What do you... No, Ava, feelings have nothing to do with it. Think about it for a second. In 20 years, you'll be 45. In 20 years, where will I be? Ava sits up a little bit. You don't understand, do you? She leans forward and kisses Deborah's cheek. If I die tomorrow, where will I be in 20 years, Deb? Dead. And I die with you as my favorite person, your laugh as my favorite sound, and you, right now, as my favorite view. I know it's shocking, but we're a good match, and I'm sorry to break it to you, but I don't want to be happy in 20 years. I want to be happy right fucking now, with you, and then cherish the happy days forever. It only takes a second before Deborah is kissing her deeply, the kiss pouring all the things she would never say out loud, but no words are needed, and she simply lies down, pulling Ava on top of her. Ava kisses her back, but feels entitled of one more line before they fully embrace what's going to happen. Also, I need to point out that Marty is older than you, and there's a lot of girls younger than me, she says, smiling before kissing Deborah's neck. Oh, fuck you, Ava, Deborah hisses, making Ava laugh. You will, and I'll fuck you right back, Deb, just the way you like it, Ava whispers back. Shut up and kiss me. And Ava shuts up quickly. They kiss, and kiss some more. Firm hands touching tender flesh, soft lips meeting velvet skin. Ava's hands move on their own, her heart is pounding, and her fingers moving inside her lover. Fuck, Deborah whispers, a quiet moan escaping her lips. Does it feel good? Ava moves her fingers deeper, just painfully slowly, the way she knows Deb loves. She doesn't need to hear anything to know the answer, because she feels sharp nails digging in her skin, desperately trying to get her closer. The little sound Deborah makes will be the end of me, Ava thinks. Surprisingly, she isn't loud or talkative during sex, but the way she can't keep quiet now, even though she tries hard, is enough to drive Ava insane. More! Ava! I need... Ava moves a little, her fingers going slightly deeper into the heat. She licks the skin behind Deborah's ear, and the woman lets out a guttural moan. It's uncharacteristically loud for her during sex. It takes a few minutes of well-placed kisses and whispered words, but Deborah recovers quickly. Well, you decided to start it. Now is my turn, babe. Deborah kisses her lips softly, her hands mapping Ava's curves in a delicious way. Are you ready for me, Ava? She asks with fire in her eyes. Ava moans, biting her own lips and shamelessly spreading her legs to accommodate the other woman. Take me, Deborah, she whispers, feeling fingertips fluttering on her skin. Make love to me, please. Deborah feels the words taking part of her defenses down. She hisses as she finds wetness, her fingers slipping in easily. It doesn't take much. Ava is embarrassed of how quick it is for her. Their bodies are close, breath slowly returning to normal rhythm. Ava yawns. I think I need to sleep some more. Will you stay with me? Asks Ava, her eyes already closing. Okay, Deborah says, then adds after a few seconds, and for the record, I can't stand emotional Ava with heartfelt speeches. Ava laughs and kisses her forehead. Okay, Chief, I'll stop. You're the boss, she whispers, ready to fall back asleep. The end.